Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. It's the first day of the week. How is everybody doing today? Shalom, shalom to everybody. I just had a chance to look at the 100-car pileup in Texas. That was really terrible. I've never seen anything like that. You know, to be able to see those cars pile into each other the way that they did. You know, my prayers go out to all of the people in Texas who have lost family members, all the people who were hurt in the accident. That's just horrific to see that, you know, to have that. Somebody has to be responsible for that. It's just unbelievable that, you know, I know that ice is a form of nature and those things happen. But it makes me wonder, you know, what about the highway maintenance people? Did they put any salt down at all? Did they do anything to them people? It was like they was on a skating rink. They slid into each other. You guys got to see that. If you have not seen it, pull it up on YouTube. It's
there were
called
multiple people
a horrific 100-mile pileup. Leaves multiple people dead. It's just incredible. It's incredible. That's incredible. It's really terrible. Okay, so if you can hear me, oh, let me pull that open. I was getting ready to say if somebody can hear me. Shalom, Brother Yerah Shalom. How are you today?
Shalom, shalom. I'm doing pretty good. Doing really good, actually. At the same time, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. At the same time, they was having that pile up in Texas and this bad snowstorm here. How about the whole Middle East got snow? We talking about Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, all of that stuff was covered in snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and you wonder what in the world is going on. Jeez, I mean, it's nonstop. Do you know it's nonstop? It is nonstop. Oh my goodness, I'm looking at the pictures of Israel got covered with snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at that. Man, oh, man, I mean, that is incredible. It is something, you know, to see. But you wonder, you know, because I know years ago when I was younger, I used to work for highway maintenance. I don't know why, because it was only a few of us girls on there, but it was some hard work. I know that I didn't last that long, maybe 6 months, and that was it. I said, this is not a job for a female. Females have no bids. I ain't had no nails. It was terrible, I'm telling you. So sometimes I used to run into my boss all the time on the street, and he'd roll his window down and say, do you want a job? And I'd roll my window up and roll my eyes and drive off. And he just thought that was so funny. Like I said, women are not supposed. That was some hard work. But I know that here in Cincinnati, they're very good at salting the highways first, because you know the trucks have to get through. So
right.
We have an excellent system here where they salt the highways first. That's the first thing they do, you know, and then they go on to the main streets, you know. And to see how slick that highway was, there's no way they put no ice or no sand down. It's just not possible.
Nope.
It was not. I've never seen anything like that in my whole life. I'm like, what in the world? Those poor people. Oh my gosh, I just cannot imagine. And when you seen that FedEx truck, that was just terrible.
Yep.
Somebody has to be held responsible for that, because, I mean, how do you? I don't know. I know it's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on all over the world. It's like, man, you don't know which way to look first. You don't know what to say.
It's time. You know? That's all I can say.
It's
time.
I guess it is. Brother Yerushalayim, you know what? I guess it is. I guess it is, because it's certainly looking like that. It is certainly looking like that. It is incredibly strange. It's some incredible things going on right now as we speak. Incredible.
If you were to look at what happened that same week throughout the world, which I kind of looked at a little of that stuff, they were getting this terrible ice storm here and a snowstorm here. The whole Middle East got snow. Then you had floods all over Southeast Asia. You had floods in the UK. All this happened at the same time.
Incredible. It's just incredible. It is truly incredible. I've never seen anything like this. You know, and I know one thing for sure. They drive fast in Texas. Because my granddaughter was down there with her dad, and they drive 85 miles an hour is nothing, okay? The regular speed limit is 75 miles an hour. So for them to go 85, 90, that's nothing. And I remember when we went down there for her graduation, right after we left, I mean like maybe 10 minutes after we left, the sky turned black. And we had a storm, a rainstorm. I've never driven through anything like that. But you know what? I had everybody going. Everybody was going 25 miles an hour on the expressway. That's how bad it was. You couldn't see. Truck, I was leading. Course, and I made sure everybody slowed down. I said, we're not going to do this today. Absolutely not. We went from wherever she was until we got to Dallas is when everything kind of smoothed out a little bit. It was constant. You couldn't see anything in front of you. The rain was coming down so hard. So somebody has to be held responsible in terms of the highway because it's just incredible the way this is. You guys got to see this. If you haven't seen it, please pull it up on YouTube. It's called Horrific 100 Car Pileup Leaves 6 Dead and 65 Hospitalized on Icy Interstate. That is incredible. I've never seen anything like that before. But like you said, it's time now. And not too long ago, one of the planes caught on fire. The engine caught on fire, and the pieces was falling from the sky into the neighborhood, into these neighborhoods, all in the yards, all on the playground, all in the fields. You know, it's just a lot going on.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot going on. You know, and this ain't the time to be doing nothing crazy, boy. I'm telling you, boy, this is a lot going on.
Well, you know the other people that claim to be us, they are reaching out now to all they people around the world. They coming together for a prayer.
Okay, for?
For their Mashiach to come. They all coming together saying they want one single day where they can pray for their Mashiach to come. And I was like, wow. Look at him. Here come the devil.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But you know, Sister Yanya, they getting that stuff from us. They listening to these calls, and they listen to all these calls that the evil Israelites are doing. And they're realizing that a lot of these different groups are coming together to pray. So they sitting there figuring out, well, we better pray too. Pray to our God.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I look at it like this. It's all a part of the plan, you know, and they have a major part to play, and their part is not over. So they have to continue to do what they're doing because Yah has them there for a reason, you know. And it used to bother me that they were in the land and they were living in the land and enjoying the everything from the land. But now that I understand, you know, that this is how the story is written, this is how the story goes, and nobody's going to alter the story, I just lay back and say, well, y'all, you know, that will be done because there's nothing else we can do. But you're right, they are listening. I knew they was listening, you know, but all we can do is just do what we do. And it gets boring sometime, and I know everybody wants something to happen. But this is the time, when I tell you this is the time to reflect, this is the time to get it together, this is the time to repent, this is the time. Once this thing kicks off, you're not going to have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of things to do. It's going to be moving so rapidly. Once he makes the preparation, I see you, Brother Donia. Once he makes the preparation for us to start preparing to leave, I don't know what that involves, but I know it's not going to be no overnight process. Even with the children of Israel, it wasn't an overnight process. You know, because you know yourself from the reading, when Moshe and Aaron went to Pharaoh the first time, they gave him a hard time.
Yep.
And then they gave the children of Israel a hard time, so they were still working. Still going to work every day while the Most High was negotiating this thing with Pharaoh. So it's not going to be, I don't believe it's going to be overnight. You know, I really don't. So this is the time for everybody to kind of reflect back and do what they need to do so that we can be ready to go when the time comes. It's just the way it is. Brother Donia, your mic is open. You guys is on the air.
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia. Can you hear me?
Shalom. Yes, sir.
Shalom.
Okay. Shalom, family. Yeah, it's a horrific situation, and it looks bad all the way around. You understand? What I was thinking, as I often do, is that during the time of Egypt's the plagues in Egypt, the Almighty dealt with all of the things that were in play, you know, frogs and the blood in the water and gnats and boils and all of those type of things. You understand? Do you think that the Almighty is dealing with what's in play today? You understand? Like, you understand? That big old snowfall that came through. You understand? All the fires that's been happening in the around the world, you understand? And so I was thinking, I said, well, you know, when the Almighty was dealing with Egypt, those things are direct. So the things that are happening now are directly affecting the whole world. Wherever they having things happen, it's happening all over the world, you understand? And people are being displaced, you understand? Oh, it's a terrible, terrible situation here we up against. And I'm looking at it, and I say, well, this is not going to bounce back.
It don't look like it. I'm telling you, it does not look like it.
Jeez. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that the Almighty dealt with those elements and things that would affect the population of the peoples at that particular time, you understand, in that area, of course, you understand, because we weren't scattered all throughout the whole earth. We was in one region, one area, you understand. But today, you understand, it seems like those things are affecting wherever we at. If we are scattered throughout the whole four corners of the earth, you understand, we have the problem. And not the problem that we caused ourselves. I'm talking about, you understand, the natural
disaster.
Say that again.
I said natural disasters.
Disasters that we have no effect on. You understand? And you know that I mean that we have no that we caused. We never caused those things. You understand? But it's affecting all of us in all of those. Throughout the four corners of the earth, I'm telling you. You understand what I'm saying? So we can look for more things to be happening. You understand? Natural disasters, hurricanes, earthquakes. I'm looking for an earthquake that's going to be detrimental to the whole society at one time or another. You understand? Because earthquakes, you understand, they create tsunamis. And you understand? Ooh, it's going to be a terrible, terrible day, sister.
But I want you guys to hear something really, really quick. I just want you to hear this Because, you know, my thing is this. You know, everybody says, well, how come ain't nobody warning us? Well, guess what? We're going to warn you today. We're going to warn you today. I want you to really hear this. Check this out.
Tonight, and as we come on the air tonight, the emergency unfolding across several states. Millions without electricity in Texas and elsewhere across the South. No heat, no water after this first storm, and it's been deadly. At least 15 dead. The family members discovered trying to stay warm in their garage. Several dead after tornadoes as well in North Carolina and in Georgia. One was an EF3, winds 160 miles per hour. And this is all about to get worse. Already the coldest temperatures in more than a century. Now the second storm set to move right across the country, hitting the same states yet again and then right up into the Northeast. And look at this image tonight. This is not the middle of the country or the Northeast. This is Houston. Snow-covered neighborhoods. This is the Westbury neighborhood. Right up through the middle of the country. Tractor trailers pulling off I-75. This is Lima, Ohio, because of blinding snow there. A foot and a half of new snow near Chicago. And tonight, the most dangerous impact across the country, the power outages in at least 13 states tonight. Some 4 million without power. And this image right here sparking anger in Texas tonight. Houston skyscrapers brilliantly lit, while neighborhoods surrounding downtown are in the dark. Families without heat, without power. At least 140 cases of carbon monoxide poisoning in Houston alone. That woman and an 8-year-old girl dying after authorities say they were trying to stay warm using the car in the garage. And the tornadoes I mentioned, the warnings as we came on the air last night here, and so far at least 5 reported tornadoes. That confirmed EF3 in Brunswick County, North Carolina, killing 3. All of this, of course, halting vaccinations as well as millions already suffering with no power. Now prepare for this next storm. ABC's Marcus Moore leading us off tonight from Texas.
Tonight, millions without power for a second day in Texas, and the death toll is rising. In Galveston County, officials are preparing for the worst, asking the state to bring in refrigerated trucks that can hold as many as 50 bodies.
We're not projecting anything, but I'm afraid that I don't have a whole lot of room for optimism here.
The coldest temperatures in parts of the state in more than 100 years is bursting pipes and damaging homes while families shiver inside. In Houston, a woman and an 8-year-old girl dying of carbon monoxide poisoning after a car was left running in a garage to help generate heat. A man and a 7-year-old boy taken to the hospital.
I know it's cold, but you got to be careful about using, like, say, generators or a car inside a garage or any type of fire, carbon monoxide. It's odorless and it can kill people very easily.
Houston hospitals treating at least 140 patients. 6 people from one family among them, a mother and a child in critical condition. They were heating charcoals indoors to stay warm. And in Sugar Land, a grandmother and her 3 grandchildren died in a house fire overnight. The cause is under investigation. Back in Houston, frozen hydrants hindering firefighters as they battle the flames at an apartment, forced to rely on water in their trucks for a time. And tonight, outrage over the outages and images like these showing Houston skyscrapers lit up, while much of the city was blacked out.
Yesterday, no one imagined that more than 24 hours, people would be still would be without power.
Governor Abbott calling for the state to investigate power officials.
This is the winter version of Hurricane Harvey, and we will learn from this also.
This is the line to get into HEB.
Long lines for food and supplies at the restaurants and stores that are open. Here in Dallas, Alexander Troop says he hasn't eaten a hot meal in 3 days.
This is tragic. This is worse than the pandemic because people are stuck in their homes right now.
This as the extreme conditions are straining the power grid across the region. Rolling blackouts now happening in at least 14 states that share the grid with Texas. And at least 19 states have had to halt vaccinations and COVID testing because of the harsh conditions. Here in Texas, deliveries won't even begin arriving until tomorrow. And even then,
I'm very much looking forward to last night.
We're thinking about all these families in the storm zone tonight. And Marcus, just as we were on the air last night, news of the vaccine storage facility in Harris County, Houston, that lost power, the rush to give out 8,000 doses before they went bad. What are you learning on that front tonight?
David, Harris County officials said they managed to administer 5,400 of those doses, and we actually have a striking image of people lined up at Rice University where they gave out about 1,000 of those vaccines. And after receiving guidance from Moderna, the unused doses, about 3,000 of them, were able to be re-refrigerated to be administered at a later time. David.
Marcus Moore leading us off tonight. Marcus, thank you.
All right, y'all. Now, you know that's something else right there. The man said, this is terrible. You like, Lord have mercy. You know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this as quietly and as gentle as I can. We've been warning you. We told you this was coming. We are under serious judgment, and if you guys don't understand that, I don't know what else to say. All of you silly women that got that $10,000 the first time from the government, from the unemployment office when they was giving out $10,000 checks and $12,000 checks, and you all went to Louis Vuitton and bought you a $2,000 purse, you could have bought a generator with that. You could have bought a freezer with that and stocked up some food. So if you're going to use common sense this time, then if he allows you to do it again, you better start thinking about surviving, because there's no guarantee that that's not going to happen to us. It's no guarantee. It's ridiculous. They have no electricity. Millions of people are without
electricity. We've been used to having all of these things. That's why they become such a thorn in our side when we don't have it. You understand what I'm saying? But we got to learn. When we go back home, do you think it's going to be electricity?
Brother Donnie, I don't even know if I want to even think that far. I hope so. But if it's not, we're going to have to learn how to function. But this is terrible. Millions of people are dying. Do you know how many people will eventually die? Because they don't have no food. Their food shouldn't go bad if it's cold, because you can sit that stuff out in the snow and survive the snow. But, geez, no heat. It was cold outside. It was at least, 16 degrees, 8 degrees?
You guys don't remember back there in the early 60s. Snow used to go, when it snowed in New York City, it was as high as a car. We used to make tunnels. As a child, you understand, on the street, you understand. So, you know, this is no different from then. It may be a little bit more serious because, like I said, you understand, we so accustomed to having these things. When we don't have them, it's a tragedy. And one other thing. Huh?
I said absolutely.
You understand? But see, here's the thing is preparation. You understand, is the key. We got to understand and look at life right now. Right now, we've seen all of this stuff happen across the country. Don't you think that we should be able to prepare ourselves in case anything happens? That's what we should be working on.
But haven't we been telling people to do that? Haven't we told people to do that all this time? Haven't we told them that you should have this in the event of any kind of emergency? And like I said, the fact that the unemployment office, and I know they did because some of my family members got it. They gave, instead of doing your weeks, you know, do weeks every, they gave you the whole lump sum. They gave these people $10,000 and $12,000 at one time. Do you think anybody thought about that?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I had mentioned this before, is just that, you understand, when we are confronted with a circumstance and a situation beyond our control, you understand, that's when we wake up. We don't wake up before then, you understand, you know. Now, this was the eye-opener and the awakening of the understanding that something could happen. Maybe I need to put back something. Maybe I need to hold on. Maybe I need to make preparations. You understand? But everybody don't do that, man. And like I said, man, you got people right here that think this is going to bounce back, man. This ain't bouncing back.
Don't look like it. It really don't look like it. Guess what? The Most High even stopped the vaccine because they couldn't give it to nobody. Because they couldn't get the people couldn't get to the vaccine. And now the vaccine can't get to the people because of the snow.
Not only that, they stopped the freezing on it, man, you understand? And then now they're going to refreeze it. Is that vaccine going to be any good?
I don't know. I do not. I have no idea. I really don't know. That is some serious stuff. That is really some serious stuff. You know, and then, you know, for years and years, we've been telling people to store up water. Get you some cases of water. Store up water. Get you some food that you can store up. Start storing up things that you need in the event that the electricity goes out. Be able to cook, you know what I'm saying? Because if you got electric stoves and all that kind of stuff, you're not going to be able to do that without being able to cook. You got to be able to have something to cook on. You know, and you think about all these things, and it's like, man. And now, because of the snowstorm, everything has gone to the point where you're going to need everything we told you to put up and put together. Everything. Everything. Wait, here we go. I got some more. Here we go. Check it out.
Near the end of another week together, and we know for the millions in Texas just now getting your power back on, you were unable to watch the news to see the scope of the devastation until now. You are hardly alone in this after millions have been without power and now millions facing a water emergency. In fact, more than 14 million people tonight told to boil their water if they have any running water at all. Long lines for bottled water, store shelves empty, and the numbers tonight are just staggering. At least 60 dead from this week's storms, at least 20 dead in Texas alone, including reports of an 11-year-old boy. And tonight, another frigid night ahead after a record 11 inches of snow. These pictures from Del Rio at the border with Mexico. And with the power now coming back on, now comes the water crisis tonight. This gives you an idea of what they're going through. They had to turn vaccination sites into water sites today. Long lines for bottled water as vaccinations were put on hold. And so many now facing the cost of repairing their homes, the burst pipes, this man returning to his Dallas apartment to find it destroyed, fighting fires in this water and power emergency, frozen hydrants in San Antonio, slowing the battle against this raging blaze, hospitals facing water shortages as well, Houston's Memorial Hermann trucking the water in now as emergency cases rise there. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, said today that ERCOT, the utility that runs the state's energy grid, told him that they were prepared for these storms. But after an emergency much like this one a decade ago, were recommendations followed? And tonight, a power and water emergency in Jackson, Mississippi, after the ice storm there. In Tennessee tonight, water problems closing the Memphis airport until tomorrow afternoon. That airport, a major FedEx hub for shipping vaccine. We have it all covered on this Friday night. ABC's Marcus Moore in Dallas, leading us off again tonight.
Tonight, long lines stretching for miles across Texas, millions struggling to find clean water, even as the power comes back online.
I don't have any water, that's why I'm here today.
With more than 14 million people being told to boil their water, mass distribution sites like this one opening up today. Houston resident Percy McGee, a diabetic, waiting in line since 6 o'clock this morning because supermarket shelves are empty.
I mean, I have no choice. All the stores in my area are out of water.
Our Trevor Ault in Houston.
All these cars have waited hours today to receive this bottled water. This is typically a mass vaccination site here in Houston, but today the city's determined water is just more important.
The storm-related death toll growing. At least 60 people killed nationwide. In Harris County alone, 10 people dying from hypothermia. 11-year-old Christian Pineda Pavone, seen here playing in the snow in Conroe, Texas Monday, found dead in his bed the next day. His family believes he died in the freezing temperatures after their home lost power.
I'm heartbroken because, like I said, I've never imagined any of this was going to happen.
The lack of water, also an issue for many hospitals. Memorial Hermann in Houston now trucking in water, and emergency calls are skyrocketing.
I've had dead people come in with higher temperatures than some of these patients.
With the power finally coming back and warmer temperatures in the forecast, residents returning home to utter devastation. We met Carlos Alonso trying to save whatever he could from his flooded garage.
You couldn't sleep because you were just thinking about your memories just being frozen in water.
Tonight, ERCOT, the agency that manages 90% of the state's power grid, under fire.
They said 5 days before the winter storm hit, ERCOT assured that, quote, we are ready for the cold temperatures coming our way. I have ordered the state legislature to investigate.
But this is hardly the first time there have been questions. 10 years ago, a similar weather disaster. The brutal cold, then the power outages, and recommendations made back then to winterize the equipment.
But many now asking, was anything actually done? Tonight, ERCOT defending its handling of the storm and vowing to investigate.
Texas can't afford for this to happen again.
President Biden tonight expected to sign a major disaster declaration for Texas, promising he will visit soon.
I had planned on being in Texas the middle of next week, but what I don't want to be is a burden.
A similar emergency unfolding in Jackson, Mississippi. An ice storm crippling the city's power and water systems. The mayor opening several water distribution sites, but many residents have no way to get there.
He did not address the people who cannot get there. The people are disabled and elderly who have no kind of support system, who have no way of transportation to get to these sites.
Resign Ted Cruz!
Back in Texas tonight, protesters calling for Senator Ted Cruz to resign after flying his family to Mexico in the middle of the crisis.
For him to fly to Mexico to get his family warm shows exactly how out of touch he is.
Text messages allegedly sent by Cruz's wife, Heidi, revealing the family invited friends to join them in Cancun and stay at the Ritz-Carlton because their house was, quote, freezing. After growing outrage and images of Cruz on the plane going viral, the senator now saying he regrets the decision.
I started having second thoughts, really, as I sat down on the plane.
And Marcus Moore joining us back from Dallas again tonight. And Marcus, I know they're getting the power back on. We cannot underestimate the long road ahead for millions there in Texas. They have to boil their water still, 14 million, as you said. And then just the cost of home repairs with all these burst pipes. This is a long journey ahead.
David, this is a catastrophe that is still unfolding with each and every new day. And early estimates we have seen suggest that it could be one of the costliest disasters this state has ever seen, far surpassing a Hurricane Harvey, which, David, as you know, was so devastating.
All right, Marcus Moore leading us off.
There you have it. How many times have we told them to store water? How many times have you all said it? Because I know I've said it over 100 times. Go get some water. Because everybody, well, it's not going to happen to me. Or it ain't happening. Go get some water and get some water stored up. Because guess what? We'd rather have it and not need it than need it. And not, these people are in line like they are waiting. I've never seen cars wrapped around like this before in my life. It's incredible. Incredible.
Sister Yaina.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a food problem, too.
Of course.
Because the trucks is not able to get to the grocery stores, especially now. Those 10 people that didn't go through the snow and all of that, you understand, they are not going to be able to get no groceries because the trucks are not bringing food to the grocery stores.
Absolutely.
And
that's going to
be a problem right there. And not only that, I'm looking at hijacking. You understand? When they find the trucks got that food in them, it's going to be a hijack situation. So it's going to be a mess all the way around.
Brother Donia, you should have seen the grocery stores. When I tell you the shelves was empty, it was nothing on the shelves. Nothing. It was nothing on the shelf. The shelves was bare, thick. Listen, to all of you all that are listening under the sound of our voices, we've been screaming this for the last 7-8 years. Nobody listened because you felt like we wasn't worthy enough to tell you nothing. But like you said, lesson learned. I bet you'll go get some water and some food stored up today.
I know that's right. If you can find it. If
after
you can find some water and some food, man. Them people are snatching up that water as quick as possible. But that's not the only thing, man. You got to have some food in your stomach, you understand, where it give you energy or something. Water's not going to give you energy. It'll make you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And not to mention, you should see the houses that the pipes and stuff is busted in. Water is raining inside of the houses. So then that means that the insurance companies are going to go bankrupt because they got to honor all these people with these insurance claims to fix their houses up. This is going to spiral into something real serious if it hasn't already. The manhole, the whole living room, flat screen TV on the wall, the water just raining from the ceiling, just busted pipes everywhere. I've had that happen to me before in my house in the basement when it was cold like that. And the pipes just, it felt like a Niagara Falls. It sounded like Niagara Falls in that basement.
And see, once the pipes get frozen. You understand? They probably already have busted, but the water has frozen inside the pipe. Once the water thaws out, you got another problem, a water problem.
Another problem, yes, sir. So it's going, like you said, it don't look like it's, this has got to be the hand of the Almighty. It's got to be.
It is. Of course it is, without a shadow of doubt. You understand? In my mind, you understand? He may not have caused these things to happen per se, but he multiplied it and magnified it, made it such a horrendous situation. There's no bouncing back to this man at all. Period. Remember now, when you know the Almighty said, you know the Almighty, in ancient times, Moshe made some gnats and stuff come out. So the witness or the miracle workers for Pharaoh, they made gnats come out too, but they could not reverse the situation.
No electricity, no water. People are trying to stay warm. They're dying inside of their houses due to carbon monoxide poisoning. Let me say something to you all. You cannot run a car in a garage with the door down. You must open up the door to the garage. Those fumes have to go outside. Now, you can cut the car on and heat the car, but that garage door has to be open. You cannot run your barbecue pit inside of a house. Those fumes that come from those coals will kill you. You have to have a ventilated system, and that has to be outside. You
would, I would
think
suggest that you open the windows in them cars or crack a window in them cars. You understand? Because you can't do that. You can't run that car with them windows closed without carbon monoxide being in that place, because it'll kill you.
Absolutely. You will die. You have to make sure. Man, I don't listen. You cannot run kerosene heaters in the house. They have to have a ventilated system. They have to be able to, that has to be able to go outside. You cannot
do it.
And like I said, all these women got this $12,000 at one time. They put it on the card at one time. Nobody thought to go buy a generator. Nobody thought, I need a generator. We need to get one.
Yeah, I had mentioned that, in our emergency prepared list, man. Try to get you a generator. If you can't buy one by yourself, get with a couple other people, man, put that money together and get a generator. Because I'm telling you, these things right here are necessary. I know, you understand? But see, you're only getting these things, you understand, before you become accustomed to the fact that you ain't got no light, you ain't got no water, or you ain't got certain things, you understand. Once you become accustomed to knowing that these things are here for a while, you understand, then you can start weaning yourself off of the generator and just use fire or whatever is necessary. But you cannot expect that generator to take you through the end of time.
No, but they're not that expensive now. I'm looking at them now on, Tractor Supply Company. You can get a generator for $600. You can get one for $400.
Yes,
you can get a generator for $400. I mean, come on now. This is just, you know, they got them from $400 all the way up to thousands of dollars.
Yeah, well, so you got to get the one that's going to be suitable for you. You understand? You know,
yeah.
You don't want to get a $2,000 generator, man, because you can't tote it nowhere. What you want to do
right.
is get something that's going to work for your circumstances and situations, and you got to get it to the point where you can carry it. You might not be able to stay where you're at. You need to move on, you understand? But, you know, these are little things that you got to think about now.
Yeah, I'll bet you they're going to get one now, like the sister said yesterday. Her generator was one, and you could hear it down the street. And people come to me, you got a generator? Sure do. And you should have got you one while you was buying all that Louis Vuitton and Gucci stuff and that stuff that you can't eat, all them clothes you had. Man, look, y'all, you know how black folks is. I'm just going to tell. Oh, I'm going to bring it all the way home. You need to stop all that foolishness and start thinking about surviving. Because you can't eat them clothes. You can't do all that. Start thinking about surviving. We always think somebody else going to fix it. Oh, they need to do something. No, some of this has to be our responsibility. Yes. Critical. I know one thing. I'm going to get me one. I'm in an apartment, but I'm sure going to invest in me one. Because I'm planning on moving. I'm going to have me a generator for my house. I'm not getting ready to play with that.
You know, when
absolutely.
I had that 5-bedroom, 4.5 bath, and 2-car garage and all of that stuff, man. You understand? The only thing that I did not have was a generator. And I had, and I was working on trying to get one of them before I got kicked to the curb.
Yes, indeed. You got to think about surviving. You got to survive. And like I said, who knows, you might have to go over there if something happened in your neck of the woods. Somebody going to have something. Because if the power go out over there, you might have to go back there just to survive.
Yeah, I'd be able to, see, generators, you know, even, you know, you say $400 is a lot of money to a lot of people. So you might want to get with somebody. You understand? Y'all put $100 piece together, and you got your $400, and you use the generator. But that depends on how much of that generator is. Will it be for four people or four families or whatever? You understand? Because a generator is only good, you understand, if it can support your situation. You understand? You can't get one that's less. You can't get one. You can overpay, of course. You understand?
Mm-mm.
But like I said, man, you got to get the one that you can pick up and take with you. You understand? Don't get that one that's $2,000, man. You can't take it nowhere.
Yeah. Now, check this out. Now they saying they without food. Check it out, Brother Donia. You was right. Here we go. Check this out.
With us here on a Thursday night, this has been a very long week for the millions suffering in Texas. And tonight, 13 million are still boiling their water. The power slowly coming back on, and there are serious questions now about the similar disaster there 10 years ago. The recommendations made back then, were any of them followed? And tonight, that acknowledgement now from the head of the Texas utility saying the Texas power grid was, in his words, just seconds and minutes from a full catastrophic blackout, that this could have been even worse.
Jeez.
Though that's hard to imagine given how many have already been without power for days. As we come on tonight, this storm is not done. Much of the east now will get hit yet again tonight into tomorrow. We're going to time it out for you. And the images coming in tonight. This is College Station, Texas, covered in ice, and hard freeze warnings remain in place tonight. Temperatures across the state are still dangerously cold, much of the state in the teens again tomorrow. People lining up at a public park in Houston to fill buckets with water from a hose. Concern over food there tonight, empty shelves and freezers. This is in Dallas. In Galveston this evening, long lines for gas, not only for cars and trucks, but for generators. At this gas station near Fort Worth, the pumps ran dry today. And now the growing calls to investigate after authorities said that power grid was close to full collapse. The state utility had been advised to winterize their grid after that similar emergency a decade ago. What was done? And amid all of this, the outrage tonight after these images went viral, Texas Senator Ted Cruz flying to Cancun with his family on vacation when millions in his home state were without power. How he's now explaining himself tonight, but we're going to begin with the emergency and the millions still in need of help. ABC's Marcus Moore leading us off from Dallas again tonight.
Tonight, power finally coming back to hard-hit Texas, albeit slowly. But some 13 million people in the state still must boil water to drink. And tonight, serious questions about why problems with their electrical grid weren't fixed after a similar situation a decade ago. Officials revealing today that on Sunday, demand was so high and conditions so cold, the entire grid was moments away from catastrophic failure.
It was seconds and minutes. Given the amount of generation that was coming off the system at the same time that the demand was
still going up significantly.
Overnight families suffering in the dark. Outside Austin, Julie Crawford has been boiling snow for her family to use as their primary water source.
We're running dangerously low on water. So now what we've been doing all day is actually coming outside, getting snow, putting it in our pots, and heating it on our propane grill.
Hospitals around the state turning to generators and water trucks. In Austin, a facility with 300 patients losing heat. Now the struggle to get basic necessities. Long lines stretching far beyond the doors at this Austin grocery store and outside this fast food restaurant.
Look at that, all the way down the street. People are hungry.
Houstonians being warned they may have to keep boiling their water until Monday.
Water ready.
Disaster relief organizations, as well as the city, handing out bottled water to families who need it. And although the power is coming back, problems in Texas still remain.
And this is what we've seen across the state, water pipes bursting and firefighters responding to reports of possible fires. This catastrophe unfolding in so many ways for several days.
The storms that plagued the South now moving east, blowing snow and ice, rain and wind. And tonight, looming questions about why ERCOT, the private company that runs about 90% of the Texas power grid, was not prepared for a weather event like this, when conditions were even worse than in February of 2011, when ice and cold knocked out power to more than 3 million across Texas, just as the state was hosting the Super Bowl.
Every 10 years, it seems we get a really bad one. And in the last one, federal reports suggested we need to winterize for the lowest known temperatures. Texas didn't do that.
The state's independent grid system, the only one in the country, means they don't have to adhere to federal regulations.
A lot of questions still to come on this. Marcus with us live from Dallas, and I know they've made progress on power there, though hundreds of thousands still with no heat tonight and millions still boiling their water. And Marcus, tomorrow, brutal cold yet again.
David, the lows tonight expected to be 15 degrees, the wind chill 7.
Jeez.
But tomorrow, temperatures are expected to get back above freezing for the first time in 6 days. And that will be a moment of real relief for people here, David. But so many are frustrated. They want to know why nothing was done to address the vulnerabilities with the power grid after that last major outage a decade ago, David.
All right.
So you know that the groceries is behind, and they're going to have to be struggling to get the – look, my car wouldn't even start. I was like, just leave it alone. It started today, but, man, it was so cold, my little car was – it was trying, but it just wasn't going to do it. Now I ain't have no problem with it, but, you know, this is some – listen, you guys, we've been telling you and telling you and telling you, go get some water. I am down to, I think, 3 cases. I'm finna go get me some water today. I'm going to get me some water because you just never know when, because we're supposed to get hit again, not this week, but the next week. That's ridiculous. Lord, have mercy. Water and food. Go get you some food. I wonder why they have barbecue pits at Walmart in the wintertime. Like, I walk past those barbecue pits. I'm like, why do they have barbecue pits in the wintertime? Now I see. Jeez. This is serious stuff. So to all you church people that's listening, start storing up some food. Some water, some flashlights, and some things. Emergency kids. That lady was boiling snow. It's incredible.
It was so cold in one of those people houses that they put a YouTube video out where they fish tank froze over. It was just
That's
that
terrible.
Cold.
That's terrible. That is terrible. It's like, You know? And who's to say it can't happen here? I remember we was out. We went through a real bad storm. It was just a storm. And it knocked the power out. We was out of power. Some people was out of power for days. You know? But like Brother Donnie, I said, this ain't going to stop. It don't seem like it's going to stop. You should see the water just busting. You should see the water just running out of this school. It looked like a spring, a Niagara Falls on the ground. It's just running out of school where the pipes just done busted. ceilings done fell through. Jeez. Incredible. Get some blankets. Start storing up on some blankets, some thermal blankets and some things like that. You know, you can get those from those hunting stores that you can go in and get some of those things that you hunt with, that you camp with, and those camping stores and you know, stuff like that. Start going into the hardware stores and get, I bet you should see the line. They lined up at the hardware store. Lined up. It says 7 million people don't have water.
The light's going dark.
It's unreal. So, you know, this is real serious here. You know, so I wanted to make sure that I brought that to you guys' attention, because LaVia had been telling me about this all week, but I had so much stuff going on, I hadn't really had a chance to look at it and to see exactly what it is, and this is just off. This is terrible. You know, so why there's no limit on it where you are today, go get some stuff stored up. Area code 972, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, I actually live in Texas.
Okay.
And it was bad. I'm very thankful that I had it, at least my pipes didn't freeze, but I had icicles hanging off of the car, hanging off of the roof, and you can slide around real easy. But when I went to the grocery store yesterday to buy something, there was nothing to buy because everything that was in the refrigerated case where I went had thawed and had been thawed for like 2 days. And so they had to throw it all away because if you ate it, you ran the risk of being sick. And so there was no food there that wasn't just packaged. And in addition, I've been reading, and it says that this can happen in the summer because – just like the strain was put on the system and it collapsed because of the cold, the same thing, it has that same problem with regard to the heat. It wasn't just that the lines froze up, but it was that the switching mechanism of whatever they were using couldn't bear that extra pressure that was put on it. So the system is not dependable. So they say that here in Texas and elsewhere around the country, we could very well be looking at the same kind of catastrophic collapse. So people who cannot endure the heat, they're going to have a problem, because this most likely, or could very likely, happen again this summer.
Yeah, but guess what? We can deal with the heat. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, I love
we can deal with the heat, but the cold, I mean, that's something else. That even the Most High said that in his word. He said, pray that your flight be not in the wintertime. I'm serious. Woo, he said, pray that your flight be not in the wintertime, nor on the Sabbath day. So, you know, listen, this is serious stuff.
It was spicy because, you know, the thing is, I didn't see my breath in the house, but I kept puffing to see. Because the first day it wasn't so bad. I was burning candles, but I couldn't sleep too well because I was afraid that my dog might jump up and tip something over, even though she's pretty placid. But I couldn't rest, and so my heat came on like at 2:30 in the morning, stayed on for maybe until 8:30, and then was off. It stayed off. And that's when I said, you know what, I got to get out of here. And the ironic thing is my sister lives about a mile away. She never lost electricity. Ever.
Wow.
But when you said that, it was. And so I understand what they say when it was moments away from a catastrophic fail, because there were some places that did not lose power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the streetlights were on, the houses were on, so I went to her house and stayed. But like my neighbor, she spent part of the night with her children in the car, and so my sister said, oh, have them come over, and they elected to go and get a room, which I hadn't even thought of, but I guess here they were able to get one. But, yeah, it was bad.
You got to be prepared for that, because anything can happen. That's why I tell everybody, stop spending every dime you got. Save your money, because, well, most of you have got credit cards. You don't know when you're going to need to use that, you know, to go to a whole other place where you can find some heat in a room to get a good night's sleep. And you might have to stay there for a few days. You just never know. You know, like, Brother Donnie, I have to be able to pack a bag with some food in it that you can take somewhere with you that's got electricity. You know, you don't even think about a hot plate. Most people don't even think about those things. You know,
well, you need it.
If you go to a room where it's already got electricity, more than likely they have microwaves and stuff there. But, you know, it's like, wow.
I don't know exactly, but that's what she said because, you know, she followed me over to my sister's house, and then she said, well, I want to go and get the kids together. And then she texted my sister and said, you know what, we're just going to go and get a room. Because she said she didn't want to be an imposition. My sister said, no imposition. But I understand that because people feel very displaced, right? And she, you know, and people like their space. But here's the thing. I heard of people having to pay like $1,000 a night. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Right, absolutely. Oh, you know they was going to try to use up now. And they ought to do something to those people, too, because how dare you increase the price when it's a disaster like this. I mean, you know,
it's a disaster all around because some people have energy plans that I think they pay a set price and then they're billed by however many kilowatts they use, and that can fluctuate. And they said that it went up like 10,000%. And so some people are getting bills like for $400 and some odd a day. And I just read about somebody who had a bill for like $16,000+. His lights never went out, but it's astronomical. And so it's like if you escape the heat, they're going to drain your resources. But, you know, I think that the thing that people need to do is get a bug-out bag, put the bug-out bag together, and you can look for bug-out bags and just the basic necessities of what goes in a bug-out bag and have it ready.
Yep.
As I told my neighbor, I said, you know, get a weighted blanket. I mean, they will keep you warm. They trap that heat. They will help. But she says they were out because here's the thing. Everybody has brilliant ideas in a crisis, I guess, and they're all thinking alike. So it's like when you try to get stuff and everybody's trying to get it, there's not that much to get.
Right. Absolutely. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I would appreciate my being there, and I wanted to be here.
Area code 405.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shalom, shalom. I was on mute. I didn't realize I was on mute. But
yes,
I'm a neighbor of the Texan, the lady that was on earlier. And, we experienced some power outages and, you know, the same weather. However, we were on a different grid. I know that Texas is not regulated, and they're on a different grid from anyone in the United States, so they on their own separate grid. However, El Paso, I have relatives and friends that I've been talking to, and they've been without it, and that's why the bills or their electrical bill is going so high, because they're not regulated, so they can price gouge, and that's what's happening where people are getting their electrical bills or their gas bills are just going up and up, and they're being charged so much a day. However, I like to say, and I wanted to share with the audience that, you know, the Most High gave to me earlier last year before, you know, even before we had a storm there in, I think, the early part of the pandemic. But before then, the Most High gave to me to invest in a generator. And
yes,
at the time, I said, I really can't afford it, but I have this credit card. I guess I'll go ahead and use it and do it. So I went and got a generator that would be able to, something, you know, for heat and for, you know, keep my lights on. And
yes,
I did need it at one time. I used it because my power was out for 2 weeks, and we had an ice storm here in Oklahoma. Thank God, you know, we survived that, but I left it in place so that, you know, if times come, I can just drag it and, you know, and plug it up, and I've kept fuel available where if we need it, me and the boys, if we need it, we can put it in there. But I like to say that before that this had happened, the Spirit spoke to me and told me to get ready. And it was at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I fell on my knees, and I said, what is it? And it says get the generator out and be prepared. So I start texting everyone, the people, you know, that in my assembly, you know, and you know, we have our storage, our storehouses at every, you know, home. You know, we stock our sheds with water and canned goods and everything that we need. Plus, you know, we try to keep stuff in our home where, you know, we won't have to go into the storeroom unless necessary. And it's not only here in Oklahoma, but we have groups in Texas and Dallas and San Antonio and Houston and in Louisiana where the disaster that happened, our assemblies, you know, they were well prepared for, not prepared, but ready for it because we know in times like this, Sister Yana, when you said that, you know, we need to start getting ready, that's when I started, you know, and that was maybe over a year ago. Because you don't know, because these systems, sometimes these politicians and these devils, they play with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're trying to see how they can bring out, because they're after y'all's people. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to say they want us all to get that jab. And and so the spirit, when it woke me up and it says get prepared, and then it told me that I seen on the news that Biden had out 1 million virus vaccines, and 1 million. And then they had the states that it was affected, you know, that they were going to put it in these different states, and Oklahoma and Texas was one of them. I said, watch me work in the elements.
I know that's right. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking
But it came to pass. That element, you know what they said? They said that this element or this disaster happened it was 1 million people that was affected by it. 1 million. Mm-hmm. Well, guess where they had those shots? 1 million of them. In the same areas that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow. And then I seen that, you know, they said that they weren't able to, everything was shut down. And now as it's lighting it up, they said, well, we'll take that same one and we're going to Michigan. And then the Most High said, watch me work again.
I know that's right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I believe it. I don't care what nobody say. I believe it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I
just wanted to share that. I mean, you know, yes, you know, y'all is looking after his people. Yeah, we're going to have some discomfort. And like you said, he said, pray that your flight won't be in the winter. I thought about that, too. Because, you know, we're going to feel some discomfort. But as long as we know that the Most High, he's doing it on our behalf. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Out of it all, Jacob shall be saved.
He'll be saved. That's what he said. That's what I believe. That's what he said. Out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. Praise the mighty God. It's amazing. You know, all this diabolical stuff that's going on. I don't know who that is, but I'm about to mute somebody. And all the diabolical stuff that's going on, y'all said he's going to fix it, and he's going to fix it. Whatever he has to use to do it, he's going to do it, and he's going to save his people. No. Too much going on. So, like I said, those generators are important. Go get you some water. Go store up on you some water. Get some water in your houses while they don't have any limits on how many you can get. If it hasn't hit your area, go get you some water stored up. And make sure that you get that water stored up, because, I mean, I'm serious. This is getting serious out here, you know. Just the element on top of everything
else. You know, it's not just to get the water. You got to get some dry goods, you understand?
Yeah.
Of beans and flour, you understand? You got to store those things up, man, because those canned foods are only going to last one meal.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this ain't no joke. This is some serious stuff happening right now. We're watching, like I told Brother Urosla, it is happening. Every time you think you can take a deep breath, something else is happening. It's like, geez, what else? Like, man.
We have some land here from our assembly that, and we have lakes and all that, but and we have, you know, chickens and goats and all that. Well, when this winter had hit, well, some of our members that were, you know, that lives on this land, you know, we call it Goshen, and when they said that they were so afraid that the animals, you know, make sure that the animals was taken care of, and they heard their goats, you know, like a cry out. So the guy said he was afraid that maybe he got up that morning and he was going to where, you know, they were. And he said that he went in there and she gave birth to two little baby goats.
Oh, wow, wonderful,
So the Most High provided where we had life was stored, you know, and he said, you know, hallelujah, I don't have to worry, but, you know, and he made sure they kept them all warm and you know, and we go out occasionally and, you know, and on the land and graves, we got, you know, we're trying to get everything we can stored, and every house has storages. We have two storages, and we store over 150 cases of water.
That's a blessing.
And canned goods and medical supplies and, you know, just everything that we can to store every home, every individual. If they get down and out, they know where to go. And when if the power and stuff go out, we know the homes to go to, you know, especially people that had little ones. They go to that home. We already got it all set up for every person, you know, in our assembly. And
for the people who don't have that, you guys can go rent a storage bin. You can go rent a storage bin for your family and do the very same thing. You can put some water stored up and you can get some food stored up. Or some people have basements big enough to do that where they can put that kind of stuff in their basements too, because a lot of us have to store up for our own families that are not conscious. I think that is an excellent idea. Hold on, sis. Area code 614, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was going to say that those people who have fireplaces, you know, to get their fireplaces checked and to stock up on wood. I have a cousin in Texas, and she said she has a fireplace, but she didn't have no wood, and she luckily found, like, a few pieces in her garage, and that helped a lot. But she had thought about breaking up her wooden table chairs.
Well, you know what? The house that I had two fireplaces. I had one upstairs and one downstairs in the family room. However, it doesn't keep you as warm as you think, because you got to have some sort of blower to blow that peat towards you. You know what I'm saying? It helps. Don't get me wrong. But I thought that it would keep a lot. It would do a lot more with warmth. But, you know, it's a lot to it. It is. It's a lot to it.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, like I said, I had to invest in a blower. My uncle's like, no, you need a blower to be able to blow that heat out and allow that heat to come out. And, I had a big fireplace. And it was, you know, and I did all that. And it was like, man, it was cold. But, I mean, it helped a little bit, but it didn't help as much as I thought it was going to help.
Yeah,
I was serious.
Almost have to get right up on it, because I have a fireplace too, and I have friends that was in Texas that had their fireplace, and they said it helped a little bit, but the 4 days they ran out of wood, they couldn't find any, they couldn't get out of their neighborhood, and it was I had to pray with her to tell her, don't panic, you know, y'all's gonna take care of you, you know. And she didn't belong to the same assembly with me. She said she was one of her church, and she called, and they were supposed to come by, but they never did. And I said, well, you know, have you heard of T.D. Jakes and all the? I haven't heard of any church over there that's trying to help
our
members.
They ain't doing it. Because people done gave all their tithe money to them, and they can't go get a case of water. Case of water.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all on the internet philosophizing and can't get a case of water from those people. All them tax. Don't start me, sis. I'm doing good today.
I said the same thing, and I didn't want, because I know she was a time of trouble that she was having. But I had to kind of put it in her ear, and I told her, I said, yeah. What happened to all the ties that you sent and you did? I said, you mean to tell me none of them? And I said, you bragged about how many brothers you had. I said, we don't have that many brotherhood, but every brotherhood is assigned to two or three families, and they have their own.
Absolutely. And you mean you tell me y'all ain't got that organized to the point where you can't go get nothing from, you can't even go, they say you can't even get close to him to shake his hand after the service is over. And my question is, who are you? Who do you think you are? These people are delusional. I can't wait till y'all come. Because they are truly, they have turned themselves into celebrity. They really have. They're delusional. Why they standing up dressed up, Johnny, please, don't get me started. I'm not going to spend my time on them. You are absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? It's time now to stick together. And like I said, for all of you all who are scattered around the country, you know, if you got houses big enough to do that, do what you have to do. If you need to rent a storage bin or something to put some stuff in, you get a cheap storage bin and get it for a couple, maybe $30 a month or whatever, and put that stuff in there. You got to figure out a way to start storing up, because this can happen again. This can happen again. This ain't the last time this is going to happen.
Oh, no, I believe, because see, he said he was working in the elements. If you read Revelation 7, when he said, told the angels to hold back the winds on four corners of the earth. And he said, until I seal my people. And I believe that he has sealed his people, and he's releasing punishment upon the nations and the world. Because we had an earthquake, you guys, about 3 days ago. An earthquake.
Wow. It's nonstop. I mean, it don't stop. It's nonstop. It don't stop. Like I said, no matter how much you try to take a deep breath, as soon as you take a deep breath, something else done happen. You're like, geez, is it going to stop? It's nonstop. It's a shame. It's nonstop. But you can't expect too much to happen. All I can tell you to do, you know, like I said, the people that are on this line, don't stop storing up. Some of the stuff we have used, I usually drink the water and put the old ones on the top and use those. I cook with it. I do all kind of stuff with it. Don't stop storing up water and food. Start getting your things together. Like she said, have a go bag in case you got to leave. Have a go bag tucked. This is stuff we told you guys before. You know, have a go bag in case you got to go somewhere. If the heat and stuff go off over here, I'm in an apartment. So I have to go somewhere. You know, and be able to have medication in that bag and all the things that you need in that bag for you, and toiletries and lady stuff. And this is time now to start thinking about that stuff, because they basically putting a Band-Aid. These are things that are out of man's control. Man can't control everything. And you see what Ted Cruz did? He took his family. He flew his family to Cancun. And I'm like, okay, well, what did you want them to do? I mean, you know, what did you want him to do? Or did you want him to stay in the house where there was no heat and his family freeze? Everybody went to find somewhere to go, whether they went over family's houses or whether they went to a hotel. Everybody went somewhere.
Well, see, the thing is that he's supposed to be elected official. That's just like the guy that's the captain of the ship. He's the last one to go anywhere or do anything. You understand? And that's the way they got it set up. You understand? The way he's supposed to act is he's supposed to be the last one to go anywhere. You understand? And so what he did, he took his family, and everybody else family is suffering and going through what they got to go through, but he was able to get on the boat or ship or plane and go somewhere. I think that was selfish myself.
Well, I mean, he probably should have stayed around to make sure his constituents was okay, but I wouldn't have left my family here to freeze either. Now, I wouldn't have left my family here to freeze. I would have sent them, and I might have stayed, but I mean, you know, you can't expect nobody to do that.
No, because his wife, I heard, had text. It was private text or whatever that came out, and she said it's cold. It's cold in her house.
Yeah.
Oh, we ready to go. We're getting ready to go to Cancun. I don't blame him. And he said he had planned on coming back, but that was a lie because he was going to stay and warm up himself. But he came back.
Yeah, he came back after they had a happy day, put him on Front Street. But, I mean, you know, you got to be realistic. These people, look, you cannot get mad because you weren't prepared. You cannot get mad at these people because you were not prepared. Because if you think about the money that has gone through some of these people's fingers in the last 8 months, these people have had money to do all kinds of things with it, and they always leave it up to somebody else to make sure that their needs are met. Those days are over with. You're going to have to look for take care of your needs first, and then maybe some of your wants. But all this the government going to do, you see, they are not going to, the man said they were 2 seconds away from this being a disaster where more people would have died. The grid would just couldn't hold anything else. 2 seconds away.
I told my daughter, she has got a little extra money, and I said, you take that and you go get your generator.
Absolutely.
I said, do not. I said, that was the Most High bless you. You said you got a bless. I said, it was a warning. I said, now you know to go and get you a generator. Because next time, I said, it ain't over. It ain't over.
No, not under no circumstances is it over. But like I said, these people are so busy trying to, it makes me so mad that we are such programmed people that all they got to do is put a show on television and these women will spend everything they have to have a pair of red bottom shoes. Are you kidding me? And they don't have a stitch of water in their house. And it's pitiful. They got babies to take care of. If those days are gone. Now, he warning you, this is a warning, and I'm sorry that Texas had to be the litmus test for this, but this is a warning. We've got to start things doing better than what we're doing because all that other stuff is out the window completely. Completely out the window. We got to start thinking about surviving. Because the government ain't going to be, you see what happened, they couldn't even help themselves. You know, you know, even if you can't heat but one room up, you can go in that one room and be heating into the thing, or however you have to do it, because you got to heat the house because the pipes will burst if you don't heat the house. You should see that water coming out of that man's house.
Well, you have some busted pipes. I got one, too, but it's not as bad as, you know, it just said it was, I think it was just wear and tear. But I have someone in, you know, that's going, you know, in the family that's going to come and fix it on tomorrow. But at the same time, it's basically maybe my fault because, you know, I kept the faucets draining, you know, and then they gave warning and my, you know, the plumber did too. He said, just don't use your big appliance like your washer and your dishwasher. Well, my son, he went in there. He normally don't wash his own clothes anyway. And he decided he was going to wash him some clothes late that night. And I'm like, do I hear something? And I heard some water running because I said, well, I know I got some faucet, but I don't leave it running like that. And I went in there and I got onto him, but the next day I noticed that on my floor, you know, my floor is cold, but then on one spot it was a hot spot and I knew a pipe had busted.
Yeah.
And so I had to shut off my hot water heater, and I shut that down. And now we're on alert that we got to boil water.
Yeah.
And my daughter had sent me a picture of her water, and she says, do you see anything? What do you see? She asked me, did I see anything? And I looked, and I said, well, I don't know. I see something. She said, me too. And I said, what? She said, this is after I boiled it.
Oh, no, honey. I'm going to give you some water.
He said it was.
Honey, I'm going to drink some water when I get off the phone. I ain't gonna be able to do that. I know I can't. I just no. And like I said, I still got three cases that I'm going to get me some water before they start rationing out water here. I'm going to get me some water because I ain't gonna be able to do that. That's too much. Okay, I mean, to see something floating around in the water, you gotta drink.
You need a life straw. That should also be in your bug out bag.
Yeah, I heard of those.
For your
being
prepared.
You have to have
batteries too. Make sure you have batteries and flashlights and those lighters that you can light, flint light, whatever you got. I have a what do you call that? Wood. What do you go out and eat? A grill. I have a grill just in case I don't have anything to cook on and go outside and cook, you know. Charcoal. I've got charcoal. Just, you know, all kind of ways if something go down, because it could do it in the summertime. It could do it anytime, you know.
And matches. You know, I don't smoke, so I have any matches. I had to get some matches. I'm like, man, you don't have no way to light anything. I had no matches.
Yep, I didn't either, and I got matches, I got lighters, you know, I don't smoke, I don't do anything like that, but I keep it because, you never can tell what, I mean, you know, these are emergency stuff that you need. I got even first aid kit, you never know what you need. Porta potties. You know, the Most High gave to me about a porta potty, and I'm like, porta potty. and get some extra trash bags because you don't know. Water is scarce.
Joey, I see that. I'm watching them lined up around the block trying to get some water. They changed the COVID vaccine outlets for water. People are wrapped around the block waiting in their cars to get water because they don't have none.
Yeah, I heard a lady on the news. She's black, and she said she was nursing her baby. She said she was so thirsty. She had a 2-month-old, and I don't know about a 4-year-old and a 2-month-old, and she had no water.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave her extra water, you know, because she said, I never thought I would be thirsty.
Well, like Brother Donnie, I said, we done had it too good in this country. This is judgment, okay? We done had it too good in this country. We have sucked up more resources in this country than anywhere in the world. We have been spoiled. We have used more resources in this country than any other nation in the world. And the Most High is showing you that this is getting ready to change. It's getting ready to change. It ain't going to stay like this. And everybody, I ain't going to be able to do that, or I ain't going to be able to have that, or I can't live. Yes, you will learn how to do it, too, if you ain't got no other choice, because Texans never thought that they would be in the position that they are in right now. Never thought it.
Do you know that they used to, before the water shortage, that they was short, that they was having a water problem already? Do you know that?
Mm-mm, I didn't.
There was a water problem already. We didn't notice because they don't say it all the time, you know. But we have had we had a shortage of water around the world. Hallelujah.
Like I said, for you all that's going to them churches or was, I wouldn't get them another dime. They wouldn't get no more of my money. They wouldn't. All these years, y'all should be able to go get about 10 cases of water apiece. And they ought to be able to give out something.
The church should have had already that in storage.
They building all these fabulous edifices and buildings and stuff. You should have had a big old garage set aside with all the supplies you needed for all your members and the neighborhood. While they riding around in Bentleys and Phantoms and all this kind of crazy stuff, man, ain't no way in the world. There's no way in the world. They wouldn't get no more mine. And guess what? Ain't no guilt. I ain't worried about no curse coming up on me or nothing. We've been delivered from all that. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's a woe on these televangelists and all. It's a woe on them. They're going to get a whooping.
I know, and all these elderly people trapped in their houses and stuff. At least you should have took care of the elderly and the widows. And that's the least you could have did.
They're too busy giving out COVID shots.
Please.
In the church.
That's what I heard. I heard that.
They're giving it out here in Oklahoma. They're giving out, you know, but you think they're giving out any water and places? There's people freezing in their own homes, freezing on the streets. They have homeless people that have froze to death.
That's a shame. And they could have opened up the churches and let them in there. That's a shame. It's a doggone dirty shame. It's a dirty shame. That's a dirty shame. It really is. It really is. I'm so sick of them using our Bible and the story that the Most High gave and making a mockery out of it. It's a doggone dirty shame. Mm-mm. Hold on. Area code 720. Your mic is open. You're on the air. I see you, 513.
Hi, Sister Yaina. I was just listening to you guys talk about how the churches aren't there to help people have water or to keep them warm and all of this. But I bet they're going to be right active and involved with their memberships when it's time to take the jab, though.
Oh, absolutely.
See? So they're okay with letting the government stipulate to them that you got to go out there and get your people to come take this jab. But they're not available to the same members when it's time to help them with getting resources in this inclement weather that they're having. So it's a shame. It's just a shame.
It's a dirty shame. It is. It's a in the name of the Most High. They doing this all in the name of the Bible, and they can't. Man, I don't understand. I just don't understand people. Because how long does it take for you to see you being conned? Come on now.
Yep, and they keep giving their money and keep showing up.
They be cash apping and PayPaling and all kind of stuff. It's like, are you kidding me? 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. I just wanted to say, I ain't going to hold y'all. My voice is scratchy. But even if that disaster has not hit your area or you don't have money to buy water, just use the water you got. It's easy to take an empty orange juice container and take it to the sink and fill it back up. That's free.
That's
and
true.
Stick it somewhere. If nothing else, you got water to wash up with if you don't want to drink it. But it's ways to store water up while it's working versus spending money to go buy cases and cases. You can take an empty jug and start filling them up and storing them of your own water. And then if you need to boil them later to drink them, you could do that as well.
That's a good idea. Absolutely.
Milk
like you said, ain't nothing wrong with our water now. You can start saving them containers and filling them containers up. That is true. You're going to have to do something because these churches ain't got no money to give you. But you know, half of them about to go into foreclosure because they can't afford the bill no more.
You know, that was a really good suggestion. But, you know, I think that's a great suggestion. You know, go out and get them out of the containers and filling them. You know, we've been doing that for the past, like, 4 months, and I got, like, 60 gallons now just stuff that we've been filled up. And if you can't afford it, get your $50 distiller and look it up, and it'll run all night. And you can distill that water, and it'll be good for you to drink. Because I see all that gunk that come out of that. That's what we did.
Jesus, peace. You know, you just don't think about that kind of stuff, man. Yeah, well, I think that, you know, like I said, the warning has gone out. We've been hollering this for the last 7-8 years. You know, and the people who listen. And they are ahead of the game. But for those people who didn't listen, this is a lesson learned for the whole world to see it's time to start paying attention because it's getting ready to get into, we're going into survival mode now. And there's nothing man can do about it. He can't do anything about it. He can't change it. You know. So I just want to say that, put that on the record, let everybody know, you know, that we are, save your money, put your money up, start getting water stored up and food stored up again, and be prepared in the event that something happens, so we can survive. So this is serious business.
One other thing, a rain barrel, if you can get your hands on it, because I heard of someone using their water to flush their commode. Well, if you have a rain barrel, it'll collect water out in your yard, and you'll have a good supply of water.
That's a good idea, too, because they say you can drink rainwater, can't you? Can you drink rainwater?
I don't know.
No, mine, because I have one in my backyard, and it has a spigot at the bottom. And a lot of people, I think, use it just for their plants and stuff. I just bought it because I wanted one, and I found I actually found one in a thrift store, believe it or not. Cleaned it out, stuck it out there, and so I have, I don't know how big it is. It comes up past my waist, a huge thing, but it's a rain barrel. And so I know that I can...
You can drink rainwater. You might want to purify it first, boil it, but... The rainwater is pretty good, and you got to make sure that you got a clean barrel. Oh, yeah.
I was getting ready to say the same thing Brother Adonia said. You still probably should boil it first, because even though it's rainwater, I guess it ain't no more dirtier than the water we getting out the faucet, but when you look at the pollution and the stuff they pumping in the air, it's coming through all that stuff and dumping in your barrel.
That's true.
On the top, it just has a little grill, and I think the holes are small enough so that you don't really have the mosquitoes breeding in there. But it's that you can have water going in, but there's no way to filter it. So if a bird comes by, it's like, oops, So I would definitely only use it for non-drinking, unless it's an emergency.
Right, right. All right, everybody. Well, I'm getting ready to go to the store so I can get what I need to get. Everybody, I hope you guys have listened and you've taken heed. And hopefully we won't have to go through any more things this year. But in the event that we do, please make sure you have the things that you need stored up so that we can be ahead of the curve. Because the Most High said his people perish for a lack of knowledge. And that's all the way across the board. It's not just spiritual things, natural things, common sense. Like I said, time out for all that other foolishness. And, start buying the things that you need to do so you and your family can survive. And on that note, don't forget Tuesday night we have our men's call and our women's call. Brother Yeraslam, you want to give information about the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. The men's call every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number for that call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. And there's no access code for that call.
And guess what? The women's call, we just put our first video up on the internet. We want you guys to go to the Yehuda Project and see our video that we put up in the women's call. That's the first time that we've ever gone public with one of our classes. It's very informative. And the number, we have ours every Tuesday night as well at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 712-770-4066. 712-770-4066. And the access code is 154102#. 154102#. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and we hope to see you next week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.